How many times has this happened to you? You're on a first date with someone you've met on one of those dating apps, and things are not going well.
So, after living in a cave for like 5 years, I realized that the news report I saw was actually a Michael Bay movie.
Mother says I'm a great kisser.
I think Weird Al's overrated.
Oh boy, how do you get out of this one? Well, after Tinder or Grindr go bad, try Ender. Yes, Ender uses satellite technology to strategically end your bad date with a push of a button.
Yeah, everybody tells me I look like a young Steve Buscemi.
Ah! Ender. End it now.
Then Wave Heel schlep on his elephant ship while Fella and Ursula stay in step. With George of the Jungle, friend to you and me.
Welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yes, the podcast where we talk about Weird Al songs.
We eventually settled on that. We were originally going to talk about Donna Summer, but we figured with the name, we might as well.
I feel like Weird Al might actually have more songs.
Yeah, a couple.
Than Donna. Yeah. So we're talking about, and in some weird way, this is the least Weird Al song of all of them.
In many, many, many ways, yes.
Yeah, this is George of the Jungle.
Yes.
It's from Dare to be Stupid, which was released in 1985. And it's basically an actual cover.
Yeah, it's the first and probably, I think, the only song on any Weird Al album that he did not write at all.
Yeah. I mean, the couple of people, you know, depending on what camp you're in, they'll say Bohemian Polka is sort of a cover song. I know that.
True.
I back in the day, I used to listen to a podcast. It's still on, I think, called Coverville.
Yes.
And I think it's the only Weird Al song they've ever played because it's the only one that's like an actual cover, because he uses the real lyrics but then changes the bass, like the music.
It's polka. Yeah,
it's polka. So
yeah, I guess there's two songs he did.
So that's
kind of
a cover. This one is almost a cover in like as faithful as possible.
Yeah, it's basically just a remake.
Yeah, and
you know, a karaoke version, if not. It was just, well, he did. You know.
And as far as I can tell, there's no reason it exists.
I have no idea why it's on that album. I didn't realize it was a show until later. It's one of those songs where, like, I heard it, I'm like, okay, this is unusual. This sounds like an actual show. But then a few years later, I saw it actually was a real show in the 60s. I'm like, huh. That's bizarre.
Yeah, and so then you're like, oh, maybe he wrote it for a new
that's
thing, because there was one in 2007, but nope, this is, that's...
For a while, I thought, oh, I didn't know he wrote the theme song to an actual cartoon, and then I found out, nope, that show came out years before he was, like, in puberty, even.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly.
That's weird.
So it is weird. It was featured on the soundtrack for the Brendan Fraser movie that came out. But it's not even the theme to the movie, because that was done by presidents of the United States.
Yes, which I thought was an odd choice.
Yeah, exactly. So, and Weird Al actually has done work with presidents of the United States, which is really cool. Besides the obvious cover,
he directed a couple of videos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of cool, but it's just, I don't understand why it's on the album. I don't, like...
Maybe he just really, really liked the show and he loves singing the song.
I don't know. It, like, we've done a couple of these now where you're like, filler? Like, and I don't want to say anything about filler. Like, I'm not judging
filler's
it as
not
filler,
a bad thing.
Just as like a, just, I don't understand.
What were you thinking? But it's not a bad what were you thinking. It's just like, really? What? How did this come up?
Weird,
okay,
weird.
Cool, whatever,
like,
but...
Like, at least,
okay.
At least Harvey, there was a reason for it because he was using it on shows and stuff like that. You're like, oh, okay, this...
No idea. Al, if you're listening, highly unlikely as that is, call us. Let us know, why did you choose to put this song on there? I wish I had asked you this when I saw you in person recently.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
If I had been able to think of it, I would have asked you.
We got to keep a list of questions, and so the next time we meet him, we can be like...
When he's on the show.
Yeah,
he'll come on eventually.
Well, Weird Al, you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD and give us that answer.
Yes, please. I think it's probably, in my opinion, he just really liked, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle show. I mean, one of his things he likes is like, hey, I'm going to do the George of the Jungle theme because I've always liked that song.
The rumor on the Weird Al forum, I think it's weirdalforum.com, is that some people think that the Scotti Brothers, which was his label, forced him to do it.
Did they have
or like strongly suggested? More of a like, what it sounds like, because it's not like Hernia, where they had the rights to Living in America, and they were like, hey, we have this artist on our thing. Let's cross promote it. That's a different thing. This is sounds like it was more of a like, hey, do a cover of something. And he's like, okay. And then he like does this.
Okay.
They lump it in the same thing with Girls Just Want to Have Lunch, where there's sort of like that conspiracy theory where it's like, well, I'm going to do this one really badly.
Uh-huh.
But this one isn't bad. It's just note for note. Like, here's my story about George of the Jungle. Okay. Uh-huh. In band, in high school, we had to play it. I was playing sideline, like you said, like we talked about.
Timpani?
I was percussion. I wasn't timpani. I was keyboards.
Oh, okay.
So I was, xylophone and a marimba. This song had me playing like five notes at the same time because they were like chords, which is the most complicated thing I ever did. That kind of thing.
I used to play that on the timpani all the time. Yep. Anytime I was near a timpani, I would be playing George of the Jungle.
But this song, so I had the sheet music for it, right? And then one night that same summer when we were learning the song, I was listening to Dr. Demento and he played this song and I had the sheet music and it was like the same number of bars.
Yeah.
Like there was no more intro, no less, nothing was cut. It was like note for note the song. And I'm just like,
huh,
weird. Okay.
Maybe that's why, because he wanted to stick with his name. He's
weird.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, why did I do it? Because I'm weird.
And that's really what we can chalk most of these songs up to, right? Anytime we're like, why'd you do that?
He can
just
be
like, because I'm weird.
Did you not read my name?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love his accent.
How he really talks.
He's a great Weird Al.
If you meet him, he talks like that. Did you not know my name? I'm Weird Al. Yeah, that's exactly what he sounds like in person.
Okay.
He changes a lot when he's talking in interviews.
Yeah.
Little known information. Weird Al, you can call us and let us know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will.
Okay, so that's pretty much the end of that one. I was going to say favorite lyric. Do you have a favorite lyric?
Okay. I do. I don't know why, but the line that – in a way, he'll slept on his elephant Shep always just made me laugh. I don't know. It's the Hebrew schlep. I think that's just a funny word, and it just made me laugh as a child.
Yeah, well, that was not written by Weird Al, obviously. Nope. I mean, that's another thing that was written by Sheldon Allman and Stan Werth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe Sam. Back in 1967. So to me, it's like, it's not even, none of the words in this song are Weird Al's.
Well, still words. You can still like some of them.
I can't, but I want to like Weird Al's words.
Okay. Well, he said them.
Okay. And I don't know what we're going to do about lyrics for any of the polkas either. Cause those are also not Weird Al's words, but
yeah, exactly. You need to get over that.
No, there's a couple. Every once in a while he'll say something. So
yeah,
we'll
change
be like,
something around a little
my
bit.
My lyric will be polka face.
Yeah.
That will be my improved lyric.
Well, now you just gave it away.
Oh,
now they won't listen to that episode.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. Rating.
Rating, yes. So you don't have any, there's no lyric for you. You're just skipping.
No. Right, cool.
I thought you were still
pointless.
Thinking. Oh, rating. I would say, what between 1 and 5 fellas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a fella in there. Fella and Ursula.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 1 in 5 fellas. Because she's the better of Fella and Ursula.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
She's the hotter one?
She's the hotter one, yeah. I've always thought, I've had a thing for Fella.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't say that around my wife.
Interesting.
I've always had a thing for fellas.
This is...
We've gotten down a different corridor here. No, I will say between...
weird things were going to come out during these shows.
Let's change it to Ursula's.
okay.
Between 1 in 5 Fella and Ursula's, I'm going to give this one probably... I'm going to go with 2.
Two.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Okay.
Because...
It's not him.
It doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't even, like... It's not even, like, a polka version of him. Like, the President's United States cover of this song, much more interesting.
Yeah.
Because they do something with
it. They add a verse, don't they?
But they also reorganize the music and add sound effects and fun stuff like that. This, nothing. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So that's what it is. So now that we have a little bit of time, mustache or no mustache?
No mustache.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think the time had passed. He's moved on.
Yeah, I understand why he had it when he did.
Yep.
But I look back at those pictures now and they feel really dated. And now he looks normaler.
And he's able to be different people without, you know, a mustache. Like Madonna with a mustache, kind of weird.
Oh, he shaved it for Ricky.
Yeah.
But
we'll get to that later, but I did not realize that was him until I'd seen it probably 10 times.
He transforms in a couple of them when you're like...
That was one where I really thought there was an extra playing Ricky. Then I was like, oh my, that's actually him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh
my Al.
I agree. I think it works for him. I'm not saying I didn't like the mustache. I think it served its purpose when it happened, but now he's choosing not to do it. And I think it's really grown up. His hair isn't as frizzy as it used to be. It's a little bit more slick and he looks cooler, honestly. Yeah. Like he's a little cooler. He's not wacky 70s guy. He's still the man.
He's still the man.
There you go. Cool. Well, that debate has been settled.
Yes,
at least we got that debate settled. So
all right.
Good for us. We're all Yankovics.
We are all Yankovics.
That's our Twitter handle, and it's also our Gmail account.
It's we're all, not we are. I can't even talk right now. We're all Yankovics. Yes. I said we are.
Yeah,
so
that
would just
confuse
people.
No, don't do that because the Twitter handle is WERE.
Yes.
ALL Yankovics with an S.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our Gmail and our Twitter. And like we mentioned earlier in the show, you can call us.
Ooh. Come on, Al. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Still don't know the phone number. 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473. We got to write a little ditty so people remember it. You know, like 302-72-WEIRD.
Something like that. Yes. We'll work on
something
that.
Something better than that, obviously.
We'll get a
musician.
Someone who wasn't a percussionist.
You were a percussionist, too.
I'm saying. We're not very good with melodies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to write that, call us at 302-72-WEIRD. It's already stuck. It's already stuck in your head.
Maybe better than I thought.
Okay. So thank you very much. And join us on our next episode where we talk about another Weird Al song.
Bye-bye.
George of the Jungle, friend to you and